The Old Testament reading is written in Proverbs, chapter 3, beginning at verse 5, to be found on page 637 in the Church Bible. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. This is the word of the Lord.
Please be seated as Tom comes up to preach. I'm going to pray for him in a second. Also to say that Peter's preaching next week, aren't you, Peter?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, hopefully. I was just going to give a confirmation. No, I did know he was preaching. I'm going to pray for Tom before he begins, and then we're going to hear him explain God's word. Father God, we thank you so much that you give us your word, that it is inspired by you, that it is your words to us, that it describes the Lord Jesus. So we do pray now that you will use Tom to speak to us through your word, that we might draw closer to you, that we might be the people you've called us to be, that we might learn the wonderful freedom that comes from trusting in you and trusting in your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have you ever been in a situation where you have two people telling you something different? This could be at work, when you are given two tasks to do at the same time by two people in more senior positions than you. Or when driving and being told to go one way by someone in the back of the car, or the other way by a sat-nav, which is 5 years out of date and will probably leave you in the middle of a field. An example from my life is when playing football. I bet you are glad to hear that I didn't say rugby. As a defender for my football team, and a pretty poor one at that, I get told what to do a lot of the time. Sometimes these orders are conflicting. Being told by the goalkeeper to stand on the post at a corner, whilst at the same time being told to mark other attackers by others in the team. It ends up being my fault at the fact we conceded for one reason or another. The verses I have chosen are from Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 and talk about the decision-making process when you have two voices telling you what to do. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your understanding." Notice my emphasis on the word all. What is being said here is that it is not good enough to trust in the Lord with some of your heart. It is not good enough to trust in the Lord with most of your heart. It is saying we should trust in the Lord with all our hearts. So our trust in God should be wholehearted. This means that every decision we make should be based on God's judgment. Should I hold that door open? Should I help the woman with the buggy down the stairs? Should I help the old man cross the road? Should I keep watching this film that I'm enjoying, even though God wouldn't like it? Should I do what my boss tells me to do, even if God would think that it is wrong? All these decisions we make should be made with God in mind. Our trust should not only be complete, it must be exclusive. If we are not doing this, then our trust in the Lord isn't wholehearted. This probably means we are worshipping other things. We could be thinking too much about how much money we are earning. Am I putting enough effort in at work? Which new car am I going to buy? In each case, we can end up worshipping the money, the job, whatever it is, and so we stop thinking about God and trusting in him. Instead, we lean on our own understanding. What I'm not saying here is don't use your head. It is important to know that it is our clear duty not to neglect our understanding, but to cultivate it diligently, which means using our minds to think about what God wants. So why do we lean on our own understanding? Man with all his pride feels that he wants something to lean on. He naturally leans on his own understanding and on himself. Human power is his idol. His understanding is his God. Maybe it's because we think that we know better than God. We might lean on our own understanding because it comforts us. We might think that it's better to have an extra hour of sleep on a Sunday morning instead of coming to church. Or maybe the fact that we think we know better is because doing what God says doesn't suit us. It might be costly to do what God says. What if we don't want to give 10% of our earnings to the church when we can spend it on something we'd really like? Can we afford to give that money away? Maybe it might make us unpopular. What if it's not cool to associate with that person? Maybe it doesn't suit us because we don't want to miss out. We don't want to miss out on an opportunity to gossip or on shouting abusive language at a referee when he doesn't give a decision our way. Or maybe it doesn't suit us because we're facing danger. Let's look at the story of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, King Darius issued a decree that anyone who prays to a god would be thrown into a pit of lions. Think about that for a moment. Daniel must have been aware that the lions would surely kill him. Put yourself in Daniel's shoes. What would you do in that situation? You could pray in private or give up praying for a while. That would keep you out of danger. Anyway, you wouldn't want to be fed to the lions, would you? You might think, God wouldn't want me to pray, or else I would die and couldn't serve him anymore. But Daniel put all his trust in God, and the lions didn't kill him. So when you think to lean on your own understanding, you should instead trust in God. But why should we trust in God? Proverbs 3 verse 6 gives a promise. It says, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Again, the emphasis here is on the word all. This is because you should never neglect God. Acknowledging God is quite simply knowing God, which contains not only the idea of acknowledging God, but being aware of and having fellowship with God. It is also the idea of having a relationship with God and telling others about it. It is all well and good having a relationship with God, but it is important that other people know this. Matthew 10 verse 32 says, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven." The promise of a straight path is one that you can see all the way down. There are no inclines or declines on this path. Clearly, it won't mean that your life will be straightforward. It means that you are being guided by God and your life will run a lot smoother. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Those who refuse to lean on their own understanding are those who trust in the Lord. Daniel is one of them. Are you?